Welcome to Big Bap and Friends. I am your host, Big Bap. You are in the studio tonight with just me and the production manager, so we're going to take it all the way back to 2014. So we're going to say welcome to T-Spot Studio. If you haven't gotten naked, now is a great opportunity to go ahead and disrobe yourself. Remove those garments from your body. Get down to as comfortable as you can be. If it requires you leaving on bras and panties, that's okay too. If all you got on a t-shirt, that's fine. If you just want to cover up with some socks, that's okay too. But reach across next to you. You should already have your bottle ready. You know what you're drinking. Mine's a little different tonight. I got some vodka with some beet juice and some carrots and some, you know, some other natural juices that's in here because I like to get fucked up and be healthy at the same time. Don't judge me, judge your mama. But we're going to get into some topics of conversation because, baby, my inbox has been humming this week. And it has been sex. So I am not understanding, or maybe I just misunderstood, misrepresented, but what in the hell was y'all doing during COVID? Because there are a lot of unsatisfied people coming back into the world as we come back into the world. And I'm just a little bit perplexed on why y'all didn't satisfy these women, because these women are complaining about not being fucked right. And I just don't understand why y'all putting y'all hands on these women if y'all not putting them on them in a good way. Like, I just don't get the point of being in a whole relationship if you don't understand how to be in a relationship in a good way. It does not impress me when you talk about how big your dick is if your girl ain't happy and she's still tricking with another nigga. It does not impress me if you tell me how much money you got, but your girl still got to go trick with another nigga. What is this about you? Because y'all are quick to tell me that y'all are monogamous and that y'all belong in monogamous relationships, but y'all can't get all y'all needs in a monogamous setting, so I'm a little confused. Oh, this isn't just directed at men, and it's just not directed at women. This is directed at a lot of y'all, because if y'all can't be happy with one other person, how the fuck is y'all supposed to add two? Y'all can't get along about breakfast. Y'all can't figure out who's supposed to take out the trash. Y'all are arguing about whose responsibility it is to pick up the kids from school. Baby, that's basic living. That's not a world star moment, but it's okay. Nobody had time to educate y'all, but baby, Big Bap is back. Vacation time is over. We taking off the kitty gloves. If your vagina ain't leading the boys to the yard, then you are not Khalees. But if you ain't getting that check like Khalees, you still ain't Khalees. Because y'all bringing boys to the yard, but some of them niggas is felons, criminals, drug lords. Like, they can't help you do nothing to help you grow yourself in a positive manner. And it's okay just because they threw some money at you, baby. If you didn't do nothing with the money, you just as dumb as the niggas you're fucking. There's a reason why there's life after future. Ask Sierra. She had to go get a nigga who understood financial management and leverage with his money. Oh, it don't just happen to just the men too, baby. Y'all better go ask some white women when they go get these ain't nothing men and have babies. But Kevin Federline, that hoe. Tiger had to go pay his nanny. I'm just saying, tricks come in all shapes and sizes. Let's not act like we knew, nigga. One of my wife's friends today posted, I come from a long line of people who've had sex. I'm just saying. Another post I saw up today, something about second child situation, if your parents, whatever the situation was, I saw some meme according to that, because I can't remember it. I don't want to repeat it because I don't want to fuck it up. I might go look it up and come back a little later and come to that one. And that's cool, because it is what it is. If you come from what you come from and you are part of what you say you are part of, that's just what you are. You can't change who you are. You can't change what you've been a part of. Everybody's trying to act like they are absolutely the greatest at every single thing. And sometimes we have to understand that it's okay for us not to be okay. It's okay to be substandard. It's okay to not be the best. I don't tell everybody what to do, when to do, how to do. I tell people to absolutely shoot for being the best that you can be. You will land exactly where you need to be, but I'm so tired of y'all niggas out here lying about being in the lifestyle. Let me explain something to y'all. It's great that all of y'all learned sexual exploitation during your time out there, and that's great. Kudos to you. But now let me help educate y'all, for that's just out there fucking, and it's cute. It's deeper than that. It's deeper than that. There's a culture and a subculture. Just because you like to stick the world's giant penis inside of you doesn't make you adept at being in the lifestyle, because a lot of y'all ain't came out of it no better than y'all went in it. No different than some of y'all went to college and got a degree and don't even work in the career field that you went to school for, because you got a degree in underwater basket weaving. It's not an attack at you, but baby, stop acting like you're the best if you're not the best. I don't go out there and put my name on the line with things I'm not great at. Baby, they asked me, what did you want to go start your first business in? I said, catering. They said, why catering? I said, have you had my food? They said, well, no. I said, exactly. That's why you're still asking that statement. I don't have to brag about what I do. My work speaks for itself. Don't worry about what we're capable of. Just know when I put my team in front of you and I say, hey, this is what the cost is and this is what we do, baby, understand we finna eat good, though. We finna drink good. We finna turn up nice. The vibe is going to be wonderful. Whatever it is you bring my team in to do is great. But I learned that through sex. Y'all niggas ain't pleasing not now woman. She's literally getting off your dick calling somebody else to show up, and it's okay. Sir, if you're that guy, it's okay. If at the end of the day, she didn't roll over and look at you like, damn, boy, I can't wait to do this again, nigga, it was you she called somebody else on. Now, fellas, if you listening to this with your girl and she ain't looking at you directly in the eye with love and admiration, sir, I might be talking about you right now. It's okay. Ladies, if I told on you, I'm sorry. I am not in control of your vagina or your actions. I was not there. But we got to stop acting like just because you got a vagina between your legs, just because you got a penis between your legs, that solved all the world's issues, bitch, because there are still conflicts going on around the world for all types of other things, minus penis and vagina. People are still destroying small countries because of other resources. So penis and vagina is not the end-all be-all of every situation. I am tired of girls trying to act like because they worked on OnlyFans and made all this little money, or they stripped and they made all this little money, that they're equal in a conversation sitting down next to me. Ma'am, please have a seat. I would hate to hurt your feelings about the conversation you thought you was about to have with me. We're not equal. Oh, just because. No. Yes, just because. I get so tired of y'all dumbasses talking about, oh, just because you didn't. No, bitch. No, just because I did it. I'm not. My aspirations is not to be the president of the United States. I didn't pursue that career track. I didn't want to be that. But, oh, if you want to host a lifestyle event, oh, I'm your man. Guarantee you, you can bring me in. We can plan it. I guarantee you it would be an event that will rival all events. I promise you. Oh, if you need a good home Christian backyard event, oh, I'm your guy. Because I keep telling people, customer service is just that. I aim to please. Y'all got to learn to aim to please in everything that y'all do. Stop taking yourself for granted for situations that have nothing to do with anything. So here's what we're going to do tonight, y'all, as we get into the show. I'm going to mix it up for y'all tonight. We're going to do something. Going to mix it up. We're going to open up the chat lines. We're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to open up, you can inbox DJ's Roundtable through Facebook. If you're a personal friend of me, you can inbox me. You can ask any question that you want to ask, or you can put any topic out there that you want to ask tonight, and I will respond to that topic. If you are comfortable coming on, you can call in 563-999-3090. We will dialogue about that topic. If you're not comfortable with calling in, you can put the topic in my inbox, or you can put the topic in the chat room. If you're on Blog Talk Radio and you have a profile, you can go on there, create a profile. You can chat with me live directly into the show, and I can put that information out. You can hit our production manager at DJ's Roundtable, and she'll get that question over to me directly. But any question that you have tonight, let's talk about it, especially in the realm of love, sex, and relationships. It's Soulful Sunday. And sometimes you got to have, just as much as a woman's perspective, you got to have a man's perspective on some things. Because, ladies, sometimes y'all can be doing too much, too. It's not always the guy's fault. Like, I need y'all to understand that. We are okay with accepting responsibility if you get a man. A man will say, fuck it, I fucked up. You want to be with me or not? If you don't want to be with me, hey, go on about your business. You can't be mad at me. Because I recognize that you don't want to be with me because there's some things about me that I'm not going to change. But women, y'all also have to recognize that y'all are asking for the same type of commitment from men, that there are some things about you that you are not willing to change and that you're going to ask this man to put up with the rest of his life. Ladies, sometimes it can be about you. So we'll be right back. Because when he walks up to you and he really want to know what's going on with you, a lot of times he just going to say, hey, you.
We're going to try and come back one day. We're going to try and come back one day. You know, God willing. Because I remember used to say these three special words. Used to say, hey, you. I see you on my black sheet before I write or fall or recall this situation. Now my memories choke me and stain my pillow as my voice becomes hollow as I trace tear lines around the space that won't fill. And I feel nothing but this way, and the emptiness stays and is cluttered with a silence that teases me and keeps me on like it's gonna say, like it's gonna say.
Hey, you. I'm sorry that I had to leave. I tried to come back. Oh,
I'll try. It's
I'm sorry that I had to leave. I tried to come back one day.
You know, yesterday I stood outside in the rain in an attempt to dissolve away or just disappear or be gone, be back or be just. I tried to see the point, I only see the pain. My dreams cry when they're slain. I regain consciousness to blurry vision. I try to listen out for whispers of.
Stop.
Big Bap and Friends is brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC, providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
Man, listen, I had to take us to commercial break. We had to get Ash Emporium in here. Because let me tell you something. It is something about listening to them sisters sing. Like, I love Marsha Ambrosia, but I love them better as a group, Floetry. I'm one of those people that I am personally campaigning that they do at least one more album together. Like, I don't care what nobody says. Them together as a collaboration, what they did for music in the 90s and the early 2000s, what the energy that they brought to the stage on tour. If you didn't get to see them perform live, shame on you. If you didn't get to see the energy that was them two live, shame on you. Like, whatever. I don't care how you feel about it. Like, you can look at me all day and tell me how great all these other singers and entertainers and acts are. But if you want a sultry, silky, just vibe, I'm talking about laid back in the corner, y'all on some nice plush couches, and it's you and your boo, and I mean, and y'all chilled up, and it's like a vibe cafe type situation, vibe, and you hear them live, baby, man, fuck all that other shit y'all talking about. Y'all can have a concert. There's some things that you just got to be in person for in the moment. See, there's some things that a concert ticket just can't capture. But anyway, I don't want to get too deep because I love Floetry. But make sure if y'all didn't hear the commercial, man, make sure y'all go support my girl Yvonne. So if you want to go support her, it's www.ashemporiumet.com. If you can enunciate what I just said, you can spell it. Ash. EmporiumET.com. Spell the words. They are correct exactly as they are. Please go visit her website. Man, I tell you, I love her teas. I'm drinking some right now mixed into my little, you know, what I'm drinking tonight on, you know, what I'm getting nice and comfortable with while we over here butt-ass naked in the studio. Because y'all know how we do in T-Spot Studios. We got to get real nice and real proud. Now, it is time for Black History and World History. I know that is a crazy way to seg into it, but we got to get to what we got to get to when the money come, how the money come. So today we are recognizing Miss Tabitha Brown. She was born February 4th, 1979. She is an American actress and social media personality. In 2020, she gained immense internet popularity with her online content that often incorporates veganism. I got nervous as soon as I read the word veganism, because them niggas can sometimes be cultish, and they will come at you as a mob sometimes, and they are scary. So if you haven't incorporated the thug vegans, more power to you. I know a lot of them niggas, and they scare me. Like, they literally come at you like you don't know that at one point in their life they wasn't vegan, but it's okay. But let's go. Also, humor and motivational speaking. Brown has amassed over 4 million followers on TikTok and over 3 million followers on Instagram as of July 2020. She has been described by Huffington Post as America's mom. Oh, wow. And her content has been deemed by critics as comforting and calming. She's also won the Vegan Award 2020 for Favorite Vegan Social Media Personality. Nice. See, the cult lover. Steamy Food Awards 2020. I don't know what that is, but okay, cool again. And she's also won an NAACP Award, Image Award in 2021 for Outstanding Social Media Personality. So whoever she is, I don't know who she is. I don't follow anybody, but I am happy for her. She's doing amazing things, wonderful talent. Please continue to support those who are supporting you. So if you are a vegan and you're looking for some vegan information, she sounds like a wonderful person to go out there and follow. Don't follow me, because I'm going to tell you right now, I will have a vegan recipe that at some point I'm going to tell you how to put some fat in it. Like, you ain't got to like me, but listen, I'm not skinny. I can cook all, I can make y'all all that stuff that y'all wanted. If y'all want it to be as bland as white people's mayonnaise dressing salad, baby, I got you. But I need y'all to understand, I am from the great state of North Carolina, where we tell you, if it don't got fat in it, it probably don't taste good. We are the home of the double neck for no reason. That is why Krispy Kreme is home to North Carolina. Like, you just got to understand, if you've never been in North Carolina and had a Hardee's biscuit, it's different. It don't hit the same as everywhere else. They got people literally on the payroll just to make biscuits. Ask my wife how a biscuit in North Carolina changed her life early in the morning. She bit into it and she was like, wait, this is not a regular biscuit. I said, I know. Somebody got up at 4 a.m. and went in there and hand-rolled and cut that biscuit. She said, my God. I said, now you see why we can't live here. She said, oh, I'd be big as a house. And I said, this is fast food. Come on and play with somebody who don't know no better, baby. Listen, play better with somebody who don't know no better. Oh, she's pretty. Oh, I know her. She's been in a few things. Okay, I don't know her personally, but I've seen her, so she is an actress because she's been in a few things. Okay, Miss Brown, okay, do your thing, boo. I ain't even mad at you. I like you. I rocks with you. I didn't even know she was vegan. Rock your thing, mama. And I love the fro. I love her profile. I love that her profile picture is a fro. Like, that just did it for me, because it's like, here's why. We do this thing in February called body empowerment, right? And what people don't understand about body empowerment, there are so many reasons that people are ashamed of who they are. They're ashamed because they're fat. They're ashamed because of their hair texture style. They're ashamed because of their hair length. And I mean, and I tell people this all the time. If you think you get it bad, just understand, black folks can't please nobody. Because if we do what black folks want, black folks don't like us. But then black folks be like, well, if you don't do it like this, then we can't take you out here with this crowd because the Latino sisters prefer everybody's hair to look. Man, I'm like, bro, y'all do too much to hang out in a group, bitch. I just want to get naked and sit around and eat with everybody. And they'd be like, what? I'm like, bro, that's it. I don't want nothing else. I just want to sit back, eat, and get naked. Like, it's okay. Like, I don't want nothing. I don't want nothing from you. I don't want nothing from your mama. I just want to be naked. I don't understand why being naked is too much for people. Like, Why can't we do this? Why can't we just be great and naked? So
down on my knees, I wanna please you.
Listen. If this was your shit when that came out, the smile on your face got so fucking ratchet ass, ignorant ass big. When I tell you, I can tell you, you was rocking and singing. You was probably rubbing your knees. And like, I can feel the energy out there. Because there is no way. Listen, I tell people all the time, I understand why people thought I was gay. And they're like, what? I said, listen. Let me share something with y'all. This was one of my favorite songs. I know we got to do what day it is, but I'm finna play a song. I'm finna have a moment right now, y'all. And when I tell y'all, if y'all don't understand what this song did to me when this album came out, like y'all have to understand. Y'all have to understand, Cisco was so disrespectful. Like, there's not a lot of men in history that captivate me. But what y'all got to understand, if you didn't listen to Cisco's lyrics when he actually did his whole album, listen. Just have a moment with me.
Thank you.
don't know. I know you out there in the world, D.
You're the only person besides a female that I know that like Drew Hill that much.
Bro, come on, bro, come on. Come on. Bro, you can't tell me as a dude. Like, bro, come on, bro. You ain't never had that moment right there happen in your life, bro.
I understand, man, but you be rocking with Drew Hill like they Jodeci or something, man.
Bro, come on, bro. First off, come on, man. Don't do me like that.
I'm just saying.
Come on, bro. Why you had to come in here and fuck up my groove tonight? You done talked about me not having on the shirt. Now you're coming in here, you're fucking up my groove.
Because you never got on the goddamn shirt.
You ain't gonna be talking about me not wearing no motherfucking shirt. That's what I do. And the sad thing about it is
I ain't got no shirt on right now. But I'm just saying. I'm talking about your ass right now.
Oh, so you can be topless around this motherfucker, but you gonna try to check a nigga and shit. See, that's what's wrong with y'all black folks. Y'all
I ain't gonna lie, but I ain't gonna lie. That's the difference. People got your ass.
I don't lie either. I ain't got no shit, bro. I ain't got nothing. On.
I got on a chair.
I got on a chair.
That's your problem. I don't want to hear about your chair. None of that. Put a shirt on, man.
Well, you can be topless over there. You can let the girls over there see the little taco meat and stuff over there, though.
Oh, see that? There you go.
You got your little ground round over there that you done purchased, and now you want to talk some shit.
You know what? I ain't purchased none of that. This is hard sweat and tears. Blood, sweat, and tears.
Listen, it's crazy. Like, here's the funniest thing to me, D. Let me see. Because, like, girls be mad at me down here when I say this. And they be like, oh, you mad because my ass fat. I'm like, I'm not mad because your ass fat. I'm mad because your ass is disproportionately fat. They're not the same. Like, I need a regular,
don't match up with you.
There's a difference when you know a girl from Louisiana, from Georgia, you know a girl from Mississippi who she regularly is thick versus, okay, I just want to pick the booty. First of all, there's a body structure type that's required to carry that kind of ass, and you don't have it.
You can't be, look, a lot of y'all women don't understand. We look at y'all bodies in the way that y'all look at us. If we are in the gym every day and we just keep working upper body and our legs look like toothpicks.
Hold on, we got a caller. Let's bring the caller in.
Bring the caller in.
Yo, you all with Big Map and D, who it is?
Hey, y'all.
Oh, look at this motherfucking ghost. Oh, she just want to show up out of the
game.
I miss y'all so much.
What's going on with you?
I thought this nigga died.
Hold on, Dwayne, I thought this nigga died. Don't do that. Y'all, nigga, I just seen
a few posts from her within the last 2 to 3 weeks. Like she was in jail. She was in Facebook
nigga,
jail.
No, I wasn't in jail. I've been going through a lot family-wise. I've had 3 uncles die. I had a close friend of mine die. My little cousin just died. Another close family friend just died. It's a lot. I've been dealing with it.
Hopefully you handle it the way that you're supposed to handle it.
I'm okay. I don't know how I'm going to say mentally.
Mentally, while you're going through it.
Mentally, I don't know if I'm coming or going. Yeah, pretty much.
Emotionally,
physically, spiritually,
all that. No, real talk though. You need to reach out to Tanya. You need to talk to Tanya. Like, real talk.
I do plan.
Listen. I want you to listen. I'm finna be a friend right now on the air. Okay? Now, I don't usually plug businesses that I don't get paid sponsorship for, but this is a moment. So fuck it. You need this. You went through this whole training course with this girl. And you went through everything that she put you through and with her business. And you came out of that and you told me how wonderful you were, how spiritually balanced you were, and all the things that you had elevated yourself to. I listened to you tell me all the shit you said. I didn't take it. You did.
Oh, I know.
So for you to tell me that you are where you are now, you need to go talk to the person who helped you elevate yourself before, because you're going back to where you went, where you've been already. And the one thing about learning how to deal with spirituality is people got to learn how to find balance in all things. I can say this because I lost my mom at an early age.
I'm doing better than you would expect, because the techniques I did learn going through with her the first time, I have been utilizing them throughout this whole thing. So I'm not as bad off as I would normally be, but the help that came from the techniques that I do still practice that she taught have been helping me tremendously.
Yes, because here's why I say this, Dwayne, I'm gonna tell you how I know. I'm gonna tell you how I know she was affected. You know how I know? Nigga, I went from talking to this broad and seeing this broad every day to now. I don't know if this nigga breathing unless I call her.
Dwayne,
I ain't everybody. I don't know why everybody try to put me on like I'm like.
But Donald, you know this too.
And?
I miss y'all. I miss being on here.
No, don't give me that. Cause you gonna hear this. Shut the fuck up. Yes. Cause you gonna hear what the fuck I got to say to you right now.
Muted.
You gonna take my shit.
Look,
if you don't like
muted.
My shit, then
you
ain't got to talk to me.
You can't get muted right now, though.
I ain't even muted her, cause she
gonna.
Nah, cause
she'll call
me. Okay, I'm gonna mute her. Dwayne said mute because she needs to hear this. So listen, don't hang up either, because I can tell if you hang up. Okay? Sometimes, black folks, we got to understand that when somebody is trying to love on us, we got to accept it. We miss our blessings because we trying to control how the love come. Oh, I go through stuff by myself. What the fuck does that mean? If you got somebody there to share the load, you put the load on them. Because my mother died at the end of January. Valentine's Day, I was dropped in a combat zone.
Right.
Responsible for leading soldiers. Right. I ain't talking about the end of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I'm talking about OIF 1 and 2, they're not the fucking thing.
Let's put it like this. You had it that long. I lost mine before I graduated high school.
That love and that support system that you need to get through death of that magnitude, that I lost my entire world. And then had to turn around and spend 18 months making sure that my entire group of people made it back home safe. Because we lost people every day. I don't say this to make people cry or feel some type of way, but it's just the facts of what happened.
I got you, bro.
People are like, oh, why you don't do Memorial Day like everybody else? I don't do Memorial Day like everybody else because it's a day to remember.
Like I just told you, I understand people who lost a parent early. I lost mine before I graduated high school. So, and that was my primary. There's a difference between a parent and the primary parent. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, I ain't never even known a dad.
So let's put it like that. I lost a primary parent.
And
at
I love
the age of 16. So.
But we love you. And that's why I let you know
I understand it. I've been through it. I've known the emotions. I know every stage of grief during that, you know what I'm saying, that.
And I'm cutting him off, muted, because this is what I want to say. I get it. But what people have to understand is not talking about going through. The going through, you have to go through those moments. You have to get through those moments. But what you also have to remember, there are some people that are there to carry you when you are weak. When you go through, that's not
Am
the
I
time to push you away. No, I'm talking to you. I'm muted, Dwayne.
Oh, I thought I was still muted.
I muted Dwayne because I wanted to talk to you.
Oh.
So this is a you conversation. This ain't a Dwayne conversation.
Oh.
I don't need to hear his voice either because this is a you conversation.
But y'all ain't had to mute me. That hurt my feelings.
That's okay because I love you.
I love you too.
That's why I said I got your back. And I'm always going to be here. This show is open. There's only one person that's barred from this show ever. Well, one person and one company, but that's it. Because I already said his name after last show will forever never be mentioned again. He is banned from this show and anything that is our likeness.
Oh.
Because at the end of the day, it's not about being a dickhead. Everybody deserves to be loved on. When you go through things, I tell people like this, I only celebrate birthdays. The reason why I celebrate birthdays and anniversaries, which technically is the meaning of birthday, where we get birthday from, it comes from the word anniversary, for those of y'all who don't know. But I celebrate that specifically like that because that's the day that's specific to you. That's why I don't really celebrate Mother's Day. My mom is not here. I got out the way. I let my wife enjoy her mother for Mother's Day. And my daughter was with her mother for Mother's Day. And I was all the way tucked off out the way. I was chilling. I was by myself. I wasn't mad or angry. That's not a day for me to be in the limelight. We got to understand when it's time for us to get loved on, we supposed to be loved on. That's why I felt some type of way about my birthday this year. People was like, what? I said, I turned 40. Do you know how many black men don't make it to 40? And you know how many people didn't turn up with me? Do you know how many people that I have completely blessed in their life and I've never asked for anything in return? And on my 40th birthday, I couldn't even get a text message or an inbox?
I blew up most.
And they're like, what? I said, I ain't even tripped. And then people was like, when I said something about a present, people literally was like, oh, that says something about the people that you're around. I'm like, bitch, you don't even understand. I chopped my friends list, and the day that I got married, I deleted over 4,500 people off of Facebook. Did I not, Helen?
Woo-chair.
So when I counted you as a friend, when I counted you as a confidant, you showed me that you wasn't. You showed me you wasn't loyal to me, but now you want me to act like I'm supposed to care about your feelings about your little snaggle-too-fast child graduating from high school.
Oh, Lord, not the snaggle-tooth, Lord Jesus.
Your little cock-eyed-ass baby graduating from kindergarten like I really give a fuck. Why the fuck should I honor your little nasty ass bastard ass of a child? You don't even know who the fuck the daddy is. But we supposed to be equal. Fuck y'all. That y'all would really hate for me to start saying the shit of, if I really started talking about people the way they treat me, they'd be mad. If I sat on this platform and actually talked to the people about how they treat me, they'd be mad that I actually told the story from my perspective. Because everybody talks about the plight of everybody else. But, bitch, let's talk about the plight of what black men really get treated like.
Me and a friend of mine was just having a conversation.
I'll wait. I'll let everybody get their move. Get your movement out the way. Let me bring Dwayne back in because I want people to hear this. Because let's talk about the plight of a real black man. When a black man goes and get an education. Shut the fuck up, Dwayne, before I mute your ass again.
What are you talking about? I didn't even hear what you said.
Look, I want to talk about this because I want your perspective. I want you to hear the topic, B, because it's for you. Because people joke like black men don't really go through nothing in this country and around the world. But we have to hear about everybody else's issues. And at the end of the day, don't nobody have any expectation but anything from the black man of if you say you can do it, it better happen, and they don't care why it didn't.
You're kind of true on that. But either that or they'll go, why you didn't? Why y'all ain't say nothing?
And we like, nigga, we been down here screaming, but y'all been in the break room eating sandwiches and playing with each other's booty holes.
Hey, not playing with the booty holes. Hold on. What the hell?
Oh, it get that ignorant. You'd be surprised.
It's everybody else's before I get to the, just like, let's put it like this. Just like we're right now into, is it the Asian movement right now?
Right. Now, we got to go protect them now. So they got a whole bill signed for them.
Now, first we went through a black movement. No, first we went through the women's movement.
Yeah, we all, yeah.
Then we shot right into the black movement. Then we shot to, but before all that started with the gay movement or whatever, you know what I'm saying, whatever symbols and letters they choose to go by. And then it's the Asian movement. But before all that was supposed to start was the black man. It was supposed to be the black man. We just keep getting further pushed to the side and back until it happened again.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the funniest shit, though, because let me tell people what they miss, right, in this topic, right? George Floyd's killer now has been convicted. So now that they don't have anything to say on anything, they just not saying nothing.
I haven't seen a coverage of his sentencing yet.
Like, they just literally deaded the issue. Let's, like, okay, when he got convicted, y'all got to accept that.
I don't care about his sentencing. I don't care about his coverage of the trial. I want to see the sentencing.
What happens next? And I can tell you, here's the thing. They've already picked some of it up. So some of it's being picked up. It's going, he got other cases in federal court, whatever, whatever. But no. Now that they have a conviction on the book and it's been shown and proven to be wrong, now my question is this. How long do we have to wait for there to be a change? Because y'all just signed a whole bill for a new hate message for the Asian community. That's already been signed. So Biden already signed that.
Yeah.
It's
but we still haven't got it. But we haven't had a black Bill side yet. Let's be real about it. Come on.
So my question is this again. So I'm not trying to be racist. I'm not trying to be colorist. I'm not trying to be sexist. I'm not trying to disparage against anybody. But at the end of the day, I'm not understanding how y'all can have somebody who actually committed a crime. And he actually was wearing a badge when y'all said Blue Lives Matter. And we said, no, it ain't just Blue Lives. These niggas is out here committing crimes against us. And we losing all types of people fighting on the front line for that. But now y'all still telling us we can't get no type of bill signed? I got a question.
Haven't had him.
Exactly.
Haven't had him. A black bill. A black
I know what I said.
Not a man, not a woman. The gays got there.
The gays got to say that their fight was equal to being black. I said, how the fuck you get there, buddy? Hold on.
No.
I got questions.
Equal to being black and the discrimination of being black. Because you wonder why, I believe it's more whites that's gay.
Wait,
it was more whites that was gay.
Way more. Listen,
then,
they advertise that shit as being black. I said, y'all got that in the white community. Black folks are so still in the closet. They just kind of, look, they confused that they can even still come out and say they gay because they still not sure. Because even with people being gay, they're like, I'd rather not.
They don't want it to go out. You know what I'm saying? They rather not. Some of them rather not come out because that makes them more of a target. You're black and gay.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I don't know. I've been called gay my whole life, so that's why I said I don't know, because I've been called gay my whole life, and I've never liked a man in any way other than him changing a tire, and I don't even own a car. So.
But what I'm saying is I don't know as in the community, as in the hood, as jokers, you're always being called gay. You know what I'm saying? Look at that. You do this shit for saying something like that. What it is. We've always, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's whatever.
No, I'm just saying, that's just something that we've all, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you gay, you know what I mean? Whatever. It's never been, technically, it's like saying you're gay. People saying that you're gay is like saying nigga. Where I was from, the way I was brought up,
my model has always and will forever be your girlfriend like it.
But no, what I'm saying is like this. It never took an offense until you invited me to your manhood.
Don't bother me.
Nah, when you tell me suck your dick, that means you're disrespecting me. You feel me?
You call me gay. I really.
You know what I'm saying?
But if you call me gay,
all right, whatever, nigga. That shit'll roll. That'll roll off
my
back.
Yeah, listen. Dwayne to tell you. Listen, Helen been around me long enough to tell you now. Like, if I don't like some shit, I get disrespectful.
So
don't
sit there.
Like
don't invite me
time,
to your manhood ever in life. You know,
if you really want to see the worst side of me, question my manhood.
Listen, I don't care. You can question my manhood. I don't care because
you're
gay if you look at it.
Bro, I don't give a fuck how you feel about it.
But if you invite me to your manhood, that means you're personally disrespecting me. That means you got a problem with me. Don't invite me to your date.
This is why I had to leave my job. When I realized that my supervisor wasn't no caliber of a man that I could respect, the first thing out my mouth was, "Hey, fuck you." Like, that's why I knew it was time to quit. Because I know me. I'm going to jail in 2.2 seconds. Because, first of all, you're not intelligent enough. And I need people to understand. When I say that, I'm not trying to belittle someone. I'm literally having a factual conversation. He's not intelligent enough to have a conversation with me. Period. Mm-hmm. There's no room that he will ever be in that he's better at me than being him. And it doesn't even matter if we go to his own culture.
Right.
So please, excuse yourself, senior. I've been a lot of places. What you are not the caliber of man that I fuck with. So please, go have several seats before I tell you about yourself.
Right.
Because understand, just because I come off as being a very nice young fella, please don't let the fact that I still come from the hood fool you. Nigga, I will bust you in your shit.
Oh, no, I lead with that.
And I need you to understand, I have no problems with going to jail for busting you in your shit. Because what you're not going to do is disrespect me.
Oh, at the interview, I get the job. But as soon as I get on the job, I'm letting you know none of that funny shit.
No, don't play
Don't talk
me.
To me. Don't talk to me. I won't talk to you. Until my 90 days is over, leave me alone.
Why don't they understand when I say I will not talk to you? I don't understand why people at work don't get it. When I go to work and I say, hey, bro, just put me somewhere where I don't have to be bothered. Have someone show me what my job is and you can leave me. You don't even got to come back and look for me. I will be doing the exact same thing over and
that
over.
That you showed me.
You won't even got to ask me to do nothing else. If this is what you want me to do for $15 an hour, show me what it is that you want me to do for $15 an hour, and I will do
Let's put it like this. I was doing that. And this is the funny shit. I was doing that. I was chilling by myself. I'm on my job for about a week. They showed me what I need to do. No problem. I'm doing that. My media supervisor was out that day. His boss came over there and looked at me and said, yo, what are you doing? He said, what they showed me that I need to do. He looked at me, he said, you're doing that wrong. I said, well, I don't know no other way. He said, well, you need to get retrained. I said, not today. I ain't getting retrained today. You know what I'm saying? So, wait, hold on. So the next day, my immediate supervisor come into work and go, what did you do yesterday? My job. He was like, oh, okay. Well, they said that you didn't do it. I said, no, I did what you showed me to do. And he got mad. See, my immediate supervisor got mad because he know what he showed me to do and how to do it, how to execute my job to a few, you know what I mean? I only been there a week, so I don't know no other shit. This is the first time I ever been in this type of environment. You know what I mean? I took on a whole job that I know nothing about. His motherfucker looked at me, he said, so the soup, because he got in trouble by his boss. He looked at me and said, okay, continue on. That was it. He can't say nothing. That's the problem. And you know I said it that way. You know I said it that way.
Listen. This is what people don't understand. Me and D used to sit. We the most evilest people to put together. We couldn't work together ever because we
That's
would sit back
and try,
oh, how to drive the supervisor retarded, crazy, and do our job.
The way you wanted it done. Don't get mad at the way you want it done. That's cool with me.
That was stupid, bro.
But no, it's a funny. But the thing is like, yo, he told me that I need to be retrained. And I told him, I said, not today, bro. We 3 hours in already, bro. That's not happening today.
Oh, you got my stomach.
But let's put it like this. I got retrained.
I can't fuck with you. Hey, we got to take a quick commercial break, man. You got my throat over here hurting, man.
Pause.
That's right. Album number 10. Short Dogs in the House. It's getting close to the end, y'all. So we're going to kick it like this from the last album. Now let me holler at you, partner. Spit this game, bend your ear for a minute. Just complaining about how you can't spend it. Cause you ain't got it. You got what it takes, not enough to get started. I hope you get the message. No, it's not a tester. Just me riding the jet. They can't arrest me or bust me. I'm still hungry. I want some more stuff. Get fat and watch my whole crew blow up. So get yours and buy my new album. Keep the game and don't be like Calvin. Get everything you want, get real. Get your mail, get your girl to make bail. And get your ass out of jail, you should be getting it. Everything you want, everything you dreamed of. Never have to front, you should be getting it. Getting money, I'm talking about you rack. Don't laugh, it ain't funny. You should get a good lawyer, like Johnny Cochran. Swear to tell the truth, hell no, I didn't talk. Get your kids in school so they can get an education. Get a degree and take a vacation. You see, I got all my game from the streets of California. Young millionaire with no high school diploma. Living real good, taking care of my folks. Roll up a bottle for the players to smoke. Short Dogs in the House. I know you ain't tripping, cause life is too short. You gotta get in where you fit and stop looking for what you never seem to find. It ain't what you think, you gotta read between the lines. This life ain't long for a young black man. Trying to make money, doing all he can. Selling dope, don't you hope he would go to class? But the boy makes money and he makes it fast. With the 20s on top and the 50s on bottom. I pop the top notches, oh yes, we got them. It's been a long time since I first got down, but I still keep making these funky sounds. Get your money, man. Get your money.
Gotta do what day it is, man. I didn't even realize how far behind the schedule we are. We have not even done what day it is, y'all. So let's go ahead and take care of that real quick. We did do Ash Emporium. I gotta make sure I got everything in because y'all just came in and messed up my show. We a whole half a show behind now. So today is what, May the 23rd. So today is National Lucky Penny Day. Dwayne, you ever had a lucky penny?
Hell no. I put them in penny loafers.
Helen, you ever had a lucky penny?
Uh-uh.
Hey, Dwayne, the last time I seen a picture over there, she was looking like a lucky ducky.
You know what?
I know. You see that?
Yo,
that was just me.
All right. We also got National Taffy Day. So, man. Ooh. if you ever get a chance to go out to California and get some of that good salt taffy, ooh, baby.
You said salt taffy?
Yeah, that salt taffy they got out there in California, oh, my God. Like, go down to, like, one of the piers and get it fresh made that day, and, oh, ooh, okay. People on the West Coast know what I'm talking about. Like, you just got to, it's an experience. You got to go do it.
You know, you can get that in,
yeah, you just like, you know, places like San Francisco, you can go to San Francisco and go to the pier, places like that, and get fresh, like, fresh taffy. People out there know what I'm talking about. Like, it's a great thing to do if you win the taffy.
Yeah, people.
You know, you could go to, like, it started over here on the East Coast, though, but I think cool. You know,
okay, I'm just saying, wherever there's good taffy, I just know there's a spot that I went to in California that was banging. I don't really do New York like that. Like, I just don't like the vibe.
Not New York, I'll tell you, Jersey.
Bruh, the first place they ever took me in Jersey was Patterson, nigga.
Well, that's your problem. Nobody told you to go to that motherfucker.
Nigga, I get off the plane. They was like, I get in the taxi. The taxi driver looked at me. He was like, where you going? I was like, Patterson. We got literally to the exit thing, and the dude picked me out, like, right on the side of the road. Like, I was like,
I was about to ask you.
He was like, this is as far as I know.
Because he didn't know if he was going to try to buck the system. What?
I was like, wait, nigga, where the fuck am I going to? Man, when I flagged somebody down and finally got to a gas station, the dude was like, man, he goes, you from here? I was like, nah. He's like, bro, he's like, unless you're like, you going to a family member house, I wouldn't really go to the address they gave you. I was like, word is like that. He was like, nigga, he's like, Unless you like hung out with them, like, nigga, you know somebody that's got a body and you ain't never said nothing, like, I wouldn't go over there.
Oh, damn.
He was just trying to tell you.
I was like, okay, cool. It is what it is. Like, I'll never meet Shorty. I mean, she had an amazing body, but I was not for the rest of my life to go hang out with Shorty like that. You got to understand, at the time I was traveling around the world, I could just pop up in the city. Like, I was single with a lot of money. Like, I was like, you gonna be in New Jersey? I was like, shoot, I could make a layover. Listen, baby, Dwayne, tell me, when you got sky miles like that, baby, you can make a layover somewhere. Multi-destination.
Oh, you can get where you need to go. You need to go where you need to go. You ain't got to spend money.
Listen, you ain't said nothing. Frequent flyer miles, here we come.
Right.
So it's like that. Listen, so when you was living like that, it meant nothing. But when I got there, the nigga said, sir, if you don't know nobody that's got a body, I'm like, nigga, I ain't never been in the state of New Jersey. I do know about the Italian mafia. I did stay in a guest house one time, so. I'm good. Like, no, I know what I know. Because, bruh, D, if I ever tell you the story about how I found out I was staying on the compound at the Italian mafioso's house, bruh, it was when I found out, I got everybody the fuck up out of there because I did not know who they were until we had been with them for about 14 days. Like, bro, I got my whole record label. We are chilling with the Italian mob for like 14 days before we realized it. It just took a certain situation to happen, and I was like, oh, y'all, it's time to go. It was like, what? I said, y'all don't know what I know. But I know what I just saw, and if y'all don't get y'all asses up and get the fuck up out of here, I'm leaving everybody in 30 minutes.
We out of here.
Nigga, we are the fuck out of here. And if you left, you are the victim. Fuck you.
Right.
Fuck your mama.
Well, I just want to say, because I'm about to go, I love you guys. I will try to call
right.
in next time. But I'm about
all
to go.
All right, y'all. We gained one. Helen, I love you. Luciana, be good, be safe, don't do nothing. Y'all, welcome DJ AJ to the show. DJ, what it do, big boy?
Yo, what up? What's going
man.
On? How y'all doing tonight?
What's going on, bro?
Man, listen, we'll
never did.
Man, what's good with you, man? What's remaining to go on in the world that been going on?
Well, listen, right now I'm full throttle on Lux and Brunch Lloyd that we got going on right now. That's what I'm main focused on right now. Other than that, you know, just left a little meeting, my trading family. Doing a couple of trades, then headed to the house to chill. Gotta come get on here and chime in with the family and see what's going on, you know.
Man, so listen,
I'm trying.
DJ AJ,
I'm trying. Wait, hold on. Before like my guy, we need to do a show with you on how to properly day trade, bro.
That's perfectly fine, man. Y'all just gotta let me know when y'all want to do it.
Don't talk to me. We got a production manager. What the fuck is y'all talking to me for?
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like it was a couple of shows ago that I know that I was listening into and DJ the AJ, he was saying that he day trade. You know what I'm saying? As us being a voice, whatever, at least, you know what I mean, like, as myself, I'm getting into trading in
yeah.
stocks, so it'll be better out there to sit there and let's start.
It needs to get out there, man, because it is promising. It needs to get out there, man. People need to get it.
At least to try to properly day trade. Properly
okay.
day trade.
So,
right.
So, and not just going in there, all right, I'm trading today. I want to know how to actually proper day trade. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I know that's your area of expertise. That's,
so DJ AJ,
we can get that in there.
Let's get with the production
Absolutely.
Manager because we go, matter of fact, let's do that. Matter of fact, I know how we're going to do that. DJ AJ, let's put that down for June. I'm going to tell you exactly what day I want to do it on. Matter of fact, the production manager can put it down.
Yeah, let me know so I can make
it.
Sure I see everybody available.
I want to do it. I want to do it the week of Juneteenth. So let's see what day I'll be available. That'll be a great way
that's
to close.
That's the 20th. The week of the Juneteenth, that's, well, I'm not going to be here. I can't do it until Sunday. I ain't going to be on until Sunday. But y'all can do it, and I'll listen right on in. But, you know,
just let me know.
I just
what y'all not going on June
13th? That's cool. That's a Sunday.
That's a Sunday.
Okay. I'm clear on Sunday.
June 13th.
June 13th looks pretty good for me right now.
All right, let's pencil in June 13th. Let's make that a show. And
that'll
be the last show of the season. That's the last show of the season anyway. We go on vacation after that show.
Okay.
All right.
So that's what it's gonna be. So we're gonna do that show. That's gonna be we're gonna talk about day trading. We're gonna focus on that. DJ AJ, bring your A game because I'm gonna have a lot of questions. I'm gonna make sure we get a lot of questions.
I was gonna say I got some. I got
a problem.
Too.
So bring
your
answer. So y'all can go ahead and start promoting that. I'm going to get with the promoter so she can start promoting that as well. Oh, DJ AJ, we now have a promoter, so she is promoting Lust or Brunch. I told her,
okay,
do what
okay.
you do. So we finna grow this team.
All
we
right.
finna get out. We out here. So it's
she
official.
Tagged on our, is she tagged on the flyer right now?
She's tagged on my page. So her name is
okay.
Rochelle. God damn, but I hate y'all with these goddamn names. Well, you gotta goddamn make sure you say that shit the right way. Look, I already told. I said, look, I'm finna give you a nickname. I ain't finna be tripping over your name every time I see your ass. Fuck that, y'all with these hieroglyphics.
You know what? I want to say it like this, DJ AJ. I am sorry for putting you on a spot like that. But
no, you're good, brother.
But for a person
good.
I just left her trading
and things, so I don't have no problem coming on talking about it.
But you know what I'm saying? Like a person like me, I've been told about Bitcoin back in 2007.
Yes.
Listen, a lot of us have been told about Bitcoin.
No. I mean, like,
sure.
for real.
No.
About mining in 2007 when it was just a thought.
Me and him,
you remember,
he was in those rooms.
You remember our IT guy.
Remember Rick?
I told Rick the email.
Rick the one put me on.
But it was our IT guy, and he kept telling me, get into it. He kept sending me emails about it. And come to find out that this shit is what it is now. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is, man. It's crazy.
You know what I mean? So crazy now that, like, a person like myself, I felt like I missed the boat. And
listen, I missed the boat, my damn.
And then
too,
everything, and you know what I'm saying? And everything it is like, yo, I always thought, yo, playing with the stock market, you need stock market money.
No, you don't. Now I'm noticing, even when you play in the stock market,
you don't need those ridiculous amounts of money. You just got to be in the right financial situation with the right people that's making sure you do it the right way.
No, but I'm just saying that's what it is now. As a grown person, at that time, I wasn't even mature in my mind. Like, yo, if I can't see it now, I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? I want it now.
I'm gonna say this real talk, and I don't brag about a lot of stuff. But when my first wife decided that she wanted to go in court and act like I had never paid for nothing, and they awarded her arrearages, that number was over $20,000. Do you know how I paid that off? I cashed in all of my stock dividends. Do you know how much money I actually invested in the stock market? Dollars I actually put in. I only put $400 in the stock market.
Yeah.
I paid $22,000 off in less than 18 months of playing in the stock market. It's all about understanding what you're doing. If you understand it, you can do it. The problem is people are afraid to learn new skills.
That's what I'm saying. But yet again,
major thing.
We could hold this financial conversation until the 13th.
There you go.
We ain't gonna give out free game.
You're right. Let me take us to a quick commercial break since Dwayne said we can't give out no free games. So
today.
We rolling bowls with triple bowls on Cadillac, smoking old side, geeking slow, chilling in the back, smoking on that wood. Got my mind to the ride, but when I ride up tonight, and I'm picking four, it's trip to the light, because it's so good fight. We rolling bowls with triple bowls on Cadillac, smoking old side, geeking slow, chilling in the back, smoking on that wood. Got my mind to the ride, but when I ride up tonight, and I'm picking four, it's trip to the light, because it's so good fight. But I want to be a proud of hoes and L out that. Don't you sit in the ball, see you want to roll, you slow. You better hide, but just know that I'm bringing it live. With no disrespect, big ass check coming out with the 45 between your eyes. Young nigga, can you feel me? I know you wanna kill me, but you can't touch the beat. I got big funny slash the beat, but it ain't from the host, so you can't fuck with me. You're coming straight from the S-O-U-T. Hey, shoot, P-O, they rock. Hey, you and the man and the candy man, but I'm the man and never play the hate. You get high like every day. Got flat ass beat, you wanna participate? Fuck nigga, don't hesitate. Take two bucks to punt, nigga, straight past to me. I make a girl wanna masturbate. Since you don't know, you should've asked in the past away. Tonight, I can be the candidate. And we rolling bowls with triple bowls on Cadillac, smoking those sides, getting blowed up, chilling in the back, smoking on that wood. Got my mind to the ride, but when I ride it tonight, and I'm pretty cool, any trick to the light, because I'm so good fight. We rolling bowls with triple bowls on Cadillac, smoking those sides, getting blowed up, chilling in the back, smoking on that wood. Got my mind to the ride, but when I ride it tonight, and I'm pretty cool, any trick to the light, because I'm so good fight. But it's Friday night, and I'm feeling all right, got a pound in the pocket for the optimum. some hoes. Wanna go deep with my daddy, fuck a weed, tricks with me, but I ain't finna drop them hoes. Y'all feel, we just stop them hoes. It's cold hoes, we're here for the shopping line. Get on in, we got weed in here, but tell your friend that we going to the fight tonight. Open up the doors to the club, and show me love, you scared, get a punch bug. I'm flipping the hands, somebody's aim, but we're in the town. Speaking like you never was, in the wrong, let me lick you up. And all around, I'm like, pants on, somebody down. You ain't got a sweet bed, bitch, give me head. Who you done, we can fuck on the ground. Cause I know you like the freaking sound. But hold on, baby, I know you trying to fake the fuck. You must take me for your ass fuck. Who can't make it up? I'll put your ass in your back, it's not. And I know you want to ride. And my drop top back, cause it's pretty, and it's in the bowls. With the candy paint drop, doesn't like the whole block up. Are you down from the side of a foe? So we rolling bowls. With your who go? On Cadillac, smoking gold, y'all getting told up.
And mouthing and going back and forth about who gonna be this and you gonna listen, either you're getting in the car and you're going, or shut the fuck up and get out.
Facts.
Where you going? I'll be back when I get back.
Don't ask no questions.
Why are you asking?
Like,
and I tell people all the time, and they're like, oh my God, how you gonna talk to somebody like that? I said, bitch, I got that from my mama. And they look at me, they're like, what?
Mama.
That's who raised me. So if you feel some type of way, you feel some type of way about my mama.
Yeah, right.
And they be like, oh, yeah. Because Shirley Elizabeth Baptiste is going to say to you, sir, do you pay a bill? Like, people don't understand why I tell them all the time. I've been paying bills in my mama's house since I was six. Because the first time, I got the three F's from her. If you're not feeding me, fucking me, or financing me, why are you asking me questions? Well, ma'am, I cook every day, so I am feeding you, and I am financing, because I got the light bill been in my name since I was six. Now, what I'm not finna do,
well,
is I don't...
I'm just saying, that's everybody. That's everybody that grew up in that era.
Right. Everybody's black in that area, man. That ain't something for them.
So what you're not finna do is tell me that now as a man, I can't use the same logic that my mama used on me. And I don't mean she used it on me when I was late in life. I mean, these are things I was hearing as a kindergarten. BPK. I gotta remember, I got an older sister.
I'm
the runt of the litter, if you ask everybody else, because you know I got four sisters. I'm the only boy. My family produced girls. So they was like, "What the fuck is this?"
What?
What we supposed to do with this nigga? I'm telling you, I was that child. It was just like, we don't really know what this was.
I'll tell you that.
I've always been that person. That's why people are like, why are you so determined not to fail? I'm like, bro, they don't know what to, nobody ever knows what the fuck to do with me. They just like, put them over there. He'll figure it out.
Put them in that area. They like that. Just put them over there.
Put them over there. But, you know, it do what it do. And I meet the people that I meet, and I build the relationships that I build, and I succeed in life. And I can say that I'm blessed at taking the chances that I've taken because I've met some really cool people along the way.
That's the only way to think about it.
Exactly. Take a chance. Give somebody some time.
Now, I met some really...
Once you
like,
move
I
out of your comfort zone.
Really fucking, like... That's why, that's when Dwayne will tell you, Dwayne knew me when I started this podcast and shit. That's why he laughs all the time, because he remember when I first started this, I said, bro, I just want to do some shit that educate people. He know, like, this ain't no made up shit. June 2008, I was looking at this nigga in the face.
Yeah, you told me.
I told him, bro, I'm going to do this shit for real. And I'm going to educate people. I said, I know money is going to become a factor at some point because I got to feed my family, but I want to do this because I want to educate people. This nigga will tell you, I said this to this nigga in 2008, and I have been paying for this shit out my own pocket since 2008. Yvonne, my best friend from high school, is the first person to ever invest in this podcast, and she's been the only investor.
That's love.
And that's why I tell people, please don't tell me how great and how much you support a brother when I've been out here doing it and I've been teaching and educating off the love. Because people are like, oh, I want to do what you do. I was like, you can't do what I do because you don't have a vision of love. Your vision is you trying to make money. You can make money, but it's how you make the money that makes the difference to people.
Right.
That's why I always... And he asked me, he said, yo, you've been doing this joint, he been doing the podcast, radio, whatever, you know what I'm saying? He been in this space for well over 15 years, right? So he come to me, you know what I mean? Me and him hit each other on Facebook for, you know what I mean? Not all the time, but we
right.
talk. And he hit me up at my, He messaged me. He was like, yo, I need to talk to you. I said, what? I said, I sent you my phone number. He called me. He said, look, man, I'm trying to start this new podcast on doing sports.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one person I want to do it with. It's you, because I know me and you, we're going to go back and forth and argue about shit.
Right, make it interesting.
Right, so I said, I bet. Whenever you want to do it, just call me and I'm there for you. Make sure you know this is what it is. He was like, you know what I mean? Then he ended up, and this is what, you know what I'm saying? This was the podcast that ended up starting. And I was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? I didn't jump on it from the beginning, but I always listened. I always supported him from the back. I just jumped on. He was like, yo, I need you to come in one day and just help me out. I said, all right, cool. I jumped on there, you know what I'm saying, and that's what it was. And,
yeah.
Man,
that's love.
And it's always been that, you know what I'm saying? That's just been a friendly thing. You know what I'm saying? It's just always been like, look, I'm going to support you. You my man, I support you. Let's get it. And he was like, all right, cool. He said, thank you. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, he just said, thank you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. End it out, brother. Get some water.
But see, the difference is, though, but when we had an opportunity to make money together, this man will tell you I was throwing money in his lap.
I don't want that. It's yours.
I don't even want it, bro. That's yours. Keep it. Like, I mean, I ain't talking little numbers either. Like, DJ AJ, I need you to understand. Like, the checks was coming in. I'm talking about, it'll be a day where we'll clear 12.5 for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, nah, bro, keep the whole thing. I don't want none of it. And I'm talking about cash. I'm talking about cash in hand. No checks.
Right.
Dollar bills right now in your hand.
But me and him been going through this forever, though.
I've never been about the money, man. I love, listen, because I'm going to get mine. When it's time for me to get mine, I'm going to get mine and I'm going to eat good. But if the people are suffering, what type of person am I if I'm watching the people around me suffer?
That's love, bro. Yeah, get out of this one.
I can't understand those
types of
niggas.
I never asked for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and him, we seen money before, so it's never an option.
Right, ain't no big issue.
You know what I'm saying? So it's always been, yo, this is what it is. It's never been a problem. And he looked at it, he said, yo, I just want you to, nah, man, it's your money. This is your vision.
Right.
That's
what
I'm about it. You know what I mean?
Listen, this time, like, let me tell y'all how petty Dwayne is, right? Listen, Dwayne, when I tell you my man 100 grand, man, y'all don't understand. Like, this is my man, for real. Like, D, I love D. Like, I don't care what nobody say. It ain't no random cat that can come up and say, I know this man personally. I done stood in the trenches with him way more than I've stood in the trenches with a lot of other dudes.
Right.
D's gambling against me, right? Because D'll tell you, I'm not a gambler. But he just started forcing me to gamble with him just so he could have ways to make sure he just give me money. And I'm like, dude, I don't want to bet you. I already know. Like, he would tell
me. Man, because... It started
Bro.
With this motherfucker, cause he'll bet me on a basketball game. Well, I bet you $10. He'll go, I bet you $5, $10 that your team gonna lose tonight. And I'm like, nah, you know what I'm saying? I don't bet. Me personally, I don't bet against friends or family. You know what I'm saying? Because friends and family always believe like, yo, I ain't. You know what I'm saying? They feel like they ain't gotta give you money back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
that's
this
true.
Is my
that's
guy.
Right. I'm not that guy. If I bet you,
no,
if I
but
bet
this
you,
is my guy. So it just started that way. So next you know, he was like, yo, bet. So I was like, all right, man, this nigga's persistent about it. Fuck it, then. We gonna do it. We can still bet.
This nigga threw the most outrageous bet out there. Dwayne, tell him the bet you threw out there now.
Oh, this is what it was. All right. So he was like, yo, I'm the biggest North Carolina Tar Heel fan in life, right? Can't tell me nothing about North Carolina that I don't know, about a Tar Heel that I don't know. I said, okay, then.
Right.
So where was Michael Jordan born? I said, where was Michael Jordan born?
I hate
like,
this nigga.
He was born in North Carolina. I said, you're lying. He was not. He was not.
I was so overzealous.
Let's
put $1,500 on it. When that nigga said $1,500, listen, it made me stop. I was like, wait, you said it.
You said it. I guarantee it. I was like, cool, because we was about to get paid the next day. And he already knew. So he was like this. I know he's going to have it tomorrow, so fuck it. He's like, look, put $1,500 on it. I said, bet it. I said, you want to look while I'm here, or you want to wait until later? I didn't see this dude for 3 days. This nigga was ducking me for about 3 days.
Here's the thing. Let me tell y'all something. Let me tell you something about a tourist. A Taurus hates to be wrong. And what it wasn't ducking at all. We hate to be wrong.
No, he wasn't ducking me. It was just more like, because if I wanted to pull up on him, I could have pulled up on him.
Because he'll tell you.
Just ducking me.
Because when I listen, because he'll tell you, when I saw him, I walked straight up to him. Listen, he'll tell you real facts. I walked straight up to him and I put $1,500 in his hand and I turned around and I just walked the fuck off.
Did I not give it back to you?
He was like, nah, take the money. I said, nah, nigga. I said, nope, that's yours. Nah, nigga, you going to take this money back. Nope, nigga, you won it fair and square. I will bet you on something else is the conversation we had at the time. And this nigga just started throwing crazy bets. And the thing was about it, though, whatever, like, bro, we would bet stuff like, okay, if your team, like, we had a game against, because, like, his team is the Yankees and the Mets, and I'm the Red Sox and the Braves. So we bet
right.
$2,500, whoever win the pennant, and then we'd turn around if either one of our teams is in the championships and then bet another $5,000 on top of that just because. This is just regular shit. This is the life of this nigga. Niggas is like, what? I said, y'all don't understand. When you got money to blow and you know you got money to blow, you blow it just because it's stupid.
It was, but yet again, we got to look at it. We were making, at both of our point in our lives, let's put it like this, man. We both left the military where we were getting paid twice a week pennies to make
nigga,
it.
I didn't have, Dwayne, I had no bills.
No, you know what I'm saying? I had bills, but it was just, but yet again, I was already used to making pennies. So
nigga,
it was nothing, you know what I'm saying? So
I went from having no bills making $28,000 a year to having no bills making $120,000 a year to do nothing. Nigga, fuck you.
Right, that's what I'm at. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, so you just throwing money out just because we had it.
Nigga,
if you're
nigga, my
to,
soul.
If you're living on a $40,000, so you know what I mean? Like right now, with most people, are living at $45,000 a year. Let's put it a year salary.
Yeah, that ain't not good.
Or a lifestyle. So you pinching and borrowing. And we're looking like we're coming from the military where I was in. When I got out, I was what, an E3, and I was barely making 40 a year.
Dwayne,
I think he was making up. He was a 5, so he was barely making 42. So you know what I'm saying?
Dwayne, so, let me tell you, this was my theme song when I left and went to Dubai and came back. This was my theme song right here. Nigga, that was my theme song, boy. Listen.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So when you're looking at me and I'm doubling what I've been making for the past whatever year, and I'm already budgeting. And I could budget a $40,000 a year. You know what I'm saying? Household. So it's easy for me. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm
was doing so much crazy shit.
I tell cats all the time, you can't teach me how to do numbers, baby. I did numbers. And when I tell niggas, I said, go over to the IRS building and check my Social Security number on what I paid taxes on for, and every year you will see I got better in from 18 to 35.
Right.
I didn't take a year off.
Yeah,
go check my motherfucking resume.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody got their low points in their life within years, whatever.
Bitch, I was homeless. Nigga, I was homeless with $50,000 making annually. So, nigga, please don't tell me what a low point is, nigga. Fuck that.
No, what I'm just saying, not that. Not just that part. I'm just saying everybody got a low point where you went from up here to mid, you know what I'm saying, to a midpoint in your life. That's a low point if you was living out on the high end.
Yeah, everybody
you know
got that point.
Right,
but
you know what I'm saying? So
the people are afraid to address that point, though, D. That's the difference. People are trying to act like
they
want to
talk about them being down.
Like, everybody wants to
say
they never had that moment, and we've had that moment. What did you do after that moment? What did you do during that moment? Who did you turn into when your low point was happening? Because most people lost themselves in drugs, alcohol, and sex.
Right.
I lost myself in alcohol, but I didn't really lose myself. I just drowned my whatever in alcohol.
It don't matter.
I still grind. But I still grind. But I grind.
You know,
while
but
I
you know what I did? I'm like you. I cried. I addressed those demons. I gave those demons whatever it was that they needed in that moment, and I moved on.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like I at that point in time in my life, yeah, I can say yes, I was an alcoholic. And yet again, I was a grinding-ass alcoholic.
Bruh. I tell them, bro, we tell them, my grind game was something serious, baby. They didn't understand, bro. I was, listen.
12 Sabbaths.
Y'all don't even understand.
Let's put it like that, 12 Sabbaths. That take years off your life.
And people didn't even understand. They don't understand. I was equally, as much as I was turning on top of the table, I was turning double under the table.
Grind don't stop.
Right.
Keep grinding.
Exactly. Even while
like
we were out there, we were
like,
making extra money. We were pulling extra money so we could our extra money that we was playing around and betting with was the money that we was making together. So it was never it was never a loss.
They didn't even understand. We had flipped the game on them like six times, and like people didn't even understand on where we was at. 90% of the money that people was taking out of the cash advance, they was paying to me and him. Somehow it got into. We was getting 90% of the income that was being made out there.
Yeah, on our camp.
But on our
camp,
between the two of us. And mind you, it's
about
It's about 130.
DJ AJ. AJ, let's put it like this.
Yeah.
I bought two PlayStation 4s when they first dropped, and two Xboxes 360s when they first dropped. Now,
hottest thing got when
do
they
the math.
Drop.
You explain that, and one of my PlayStations blew. While I was out there,
I was buying every. Listen, until I stopped. PlayStation 4 is the last PlayStation that I bought, and I said I'm not buying no more PlayStations. But I was buying PlayStations day one, like when they go on sale. My credit card information was already with the manufacturer with one pre-selected on hold.
Oh yeah, yeah, I had three on hold.
Y'all boy had it like that.
Hold. I ain't talking about.
I had three,
that
three on hold, bro.
Pull the money today. That's
that
why my niggas be like, oh, I'm doing
that
this. I'm doing
that. That was cash. That was money from off my card. That wasn't money that I had on me.
That wasn't even money in my pocket.
I stopped getting cash advances within a year of me being out there.
90 days.
You stopped in 90 days, but within about a year of me being out there, I stopped. I didn't like using my card because it was always a bullshit at the PX that we had. You know that bullshit that we had at our PX.
I wanted to have cash on hand when I went in that bitch every time.
Right. So then after a year, I had enough money in my room. I sat on. In my room, I had at least $7,000 in my room.
Dwayne, hold on. Before we close out, let me do this real quick because I don't want to get in trouble with the production manager. I did not do birthdays for the month of May, so let me get those in real quick. May 22nd, we have Leela James, Paul Winfield, Avery Sunshine, Donnell Jones, Shirley Murdoch, Shirley Murdoch's birthday today. Vivian Jones, Naomi Campbell, Johnny Gill, J.D. Williams. That was May 22nd, so that was yesterday. May 23rd, we have Maxwell, Rasul Butler, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, Scatman Carruthers, and Richard. Oh, man, I don't even know. I'm not going to even mess up that last name because – yeah, that's too many syllables and
Richard, and put in first initial.
R Richard A-Y-O-A-D-E. I'm going to just spell it out. So if you know who that is, then you know. If you don't know, I just don't believe in butchering names. I'm a believer.
Is it right there? Is it right there?
No, it's man, come on, bro. I don't want to mess around and try to play with that.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you all. Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, whatever, man. If you celebrating a birthday right now, I understand. See, Maxwell being a Gemini makes sense to me now, so I'm good. Like, I never knew when Maxwell's birthday was till just now.
He had an album named Gemini, right?
Bro, I wasn't a Maxwell fan, so I really didn't get into Maxwell like that. So, like, I know him.
Hey, I gotta jump off, guys. I'm gonna holler at y'all later. All right, we'll talk.
Do what you do, man. I love y'all. All right.
Look,
Dwayne. Before we go, Dwayne, go ahead and give us a thought of the day because we are running out of time. We haven't done a 2-hour show in a long time, but man, go ahead and give them people a thought of the day, bro.
My thought of the day, man, it goes from my weekend that I just personally just had this weekend, man, is sometimes you gotta tell your story for somebody else tell your story so somebody could recognize where you've been and they could treat you as such. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes if nobody know your story, they can't understand the person that you are. So until somebody know who you are on a physical and a mental plane, they can't interact with you or play with you or joke with you or whatever because they don't know your story. A lot of things trigger a lot of different people, and you never know it, so try to be mindful of what another person is going through. So just lead with respect and, you know what I'm saying, lead with respect and everything else should fall into place. But just lead with that before you go into you thinking, before you think how a person should feel or somewhere on that line. So that's how I, you know what I'm saying, that's what it is for the day. So you go ahead, Pat.
I appreciate you for coming through, my brother. Listen, y'all, my word for the night is peace. Start making peace in all situations. Peace sometimes is being humble. Sometimes peace is being a force, but you got to understand what peace looks like. How do you and everything in that situation find peace? Sometimes you have to be a submissive nature to find peace. Sometimes you have to be of a dominant, raging thorn to find peace. Peace. What does it look like for you? It's not the same in everybody, and it's not the same in every situation. So on that note, y'all already know how we do it. I holla.
These niggas don't like me. I'm with the Gucci man and I'm so pricey.
Look at my charm. I know I'm a shit, my chain.